Pekuta Sicha is Chelek Tazayim, Parsha Pekuta Sicha Aleph, a summary of the Sicha. It's a well-known rule that when Rashi explains everything that needs to be explained in the Pasuk, anything that is not understood in the simple meaning of the Pesukim, Rashi will answer that difficulty. Still, we find a difficulty in this week's Parsha and also the Vayakal Pekuta, these two Parshas, which Rashi doesn't address at all. What is that difficulty? In the parsha of Truma, Tetzava, and Kisisa, it relates about everything that Hashem told Moshe should be done in regards to the Mishkan. So it tells that Hashem asked that the Yidden should contribute all the materials that are needed, and then it tells all of the Kalim and all of the details of the building of the Kalim and the building of the Mishkan itself. And then it says about the Bigdei Kohuna, about the garments of the Kohanim. And in all of those things, it's very, very detailed, spelling out exactly what needs to be done. Then comes Parsha Vayakel, and it tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden that Hashem told me that this is what you should do. And what does it say? It goes through all the detail of everything that should be done. Moshe Rabbeinu repeats what should be given and what should be built and what should be made and so on. And then it says, and they did, you know, Bezalel and so on, they all did what Hashem had told them to do. And it goes through again with all the detail. They built the Aron and they built the Mishkan, and it tells all the things about building the Mishkan, and they built the Aron, and it gives the measurements of what they did again. And so it tells us all of these things three times, all with all the detail, with many of the details. The question is, wouldn't it be much easier to simply say that in the first three parshas of Truma, Tetzava, Kisisa, where it tells what needs to be done, it should say all the details, and then it should say, and Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden everything that Hashem had told him to tell them, and then it should say, and the Yidden did everything that Moshe Rabbeinu had told them to do. Or even better, it should simply say, and Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden, or the Yidden did everything that Moshe Rabbeinu had told them, that Hashem had told him to do. Brief, in one pasuk, you can sum up everything that is found, pretty much everything that is found, in Parsha Vayakel and Pekudei. Why the need to repeat all of these details three times? Especially that we find that in Parsha Kisisa, Rashi already told us that he explains the issue of why is the mitzvah of Leisavashal Gediba Chalevi Moi, not to eat and not to cook milk and meat together, why is it repeated three times in the Torah? So Rashi is addressing why something that is repeated, five words are repeated three times. Here we're talking about entire parshas, which are repeated three times. Three times. But it's entire parshas that are repeated, and Rashi doesn't say anything about it. Some want to say that since we find an interesting thing in the story of the building of the Mishkan, that Bezalel told Moshe, Rashi quotes it actually, Bezalel told Moshe, you told me to build the Kalim first, the Aron and the Shulchan and so on, the Menorah, but and then to build a Mishkan. But ordinarily people first build their home and then they bring in Kalim. So Moshe Rabbeinu agreed with him and he said, yeah, that's how it should be done. And so that's why by the building of the Mishkan, Taka says that he built the Mishkan and then he built the Kalim. So maybe in order to bring that point out, that's why it repeats it. But that only answers why it's repeated by the making of the Kalim, but not by when Moshe Rabbeinu told them to make it. And even then, it could have simply said in very brief terms, and Bezalel built the Mishkan and then he built the Kalim, but it doesn't have to repeat the whole thing again with all of its details yet again. So it doesn't really answer the question fully. And it's interesting to note that Rashi himself says in Parsha Vayakel that there's no need for me to explain all of this again, because I have explained it already previously in the Parshas Truma, Tetzava, and so on. So if Rashi doesn't have to repeat the explanation of it because there's nothing new, so then why does the Torah have to repeat all of it? That makes the question even stronger. So the explanation of this is, and it's even a simple explanation, the Mishkan in the cave, the Mishkan, was something very, very central and very, very precious to the Yidden, to the Hashem and to the Yidden. Why was it so precious? Because that's where Hashem dwelt amongst the Yidden. The Mishkan was going to be where Hashem is going to dwell amongst the Yidden. And not only that, the Mishkan is called the Mishkan of Eidos, and Rashi says, why is it the Mishkan of testimony? Because it testifies that Hashem has relented on the matter of the Egel. He has decided to forgive the Yidden for the Egel, and therefore he's going to dwell amongst them. Anyway, so this was a sort of a proclamation that Hashem has forgiven us for the Egel, and the Egel was a very central, very terrible sin, and a very central sin that undermined the very core of the Jewish neshama and so on. So therefore, the fact that it is, you know, the antidote to that, that where Hashem forgives the Yidden for that, is also something which is dear and central to them. And since Rashi has already told us all the way back in Parsha Chayesara, he quoted the statement of Rav Acha. It says over there that Eliezer, it tells the whole story of how Eliezer traveled to find a wife for Yitzchak, and he arrived by Rivka, and he observed Rivka with all the whole story with the camels, with the water, and so on. And then when he came to Rivka's house, he repeats the entire thing all over again with every detail. So the Torah repeats the whole thing again. So Rav Acha said that Yofeh Sichosam Shal Avdei Oves, the speaking of the even the servants of the Oves, is more dear than the Torosam Shal Bonim, than the Torah of the children of the Yidden. And we shouldn't make the mistake of misunderstanding what Rav Acha is saying here about Yofeh Sichosam Shal Avdei Oves, that he's trying to somehow, the contrast that he's showing is it the Oves even speech as compared to the children's even Torah? And that's what the contrast is, that he cherishes what the Oves said as opposed to what the children said. That is not what the meaning here is. What it means really is the sichosam, the talking, the stories, and so on. That's what's more dear than even the Torah. That's what's more dear. The contrast is between the sicha, the stories, and the Torah. And even though the stories were only from the servants, and the Torah is of the children, still sicha overweighs the Torah, and the Sicha wants to be elaborated, because something that is dear and cherished is repeated again and again. And therefore, from this we understand in our case too, that since the Mishkan and all of its details was so central and so cherished by the Torah, by Hashem and by the Yidden, therefore in the first parshas where he was relating the mitzvah and telling them what they need to do, that's called the Torah. When it repeats that Moshe Rabbeinu told them what to do and then they went ahead and did it, that's the story of how the Yidden were dedicated to the completion of the project. And over there, that's the story of it, and therefore the Torah repeats it with all its detail because it's so cherished. And this also explains why Rashi tells us back in Parsha Chayesara that it was Rav Acha who said this statement. Why Rashi only tells us the name of the person if it lends something to understanding it better? What is it about Rav Acha that gives us a better understanding of it? Because in Masechta Yuma there is a braisa that says, it says in Kriya Shema V'dibar Tobam, you shall speak in them, meaning the words of the Torah. So the braisa gives one opinion of what that means, them and not davening, that it doesn't refer to davening. Then there's another opinion that says, you should speak them, the words of Torah, but you don't have any permission, you don't have a right to speak dvarim acherim, other things. Contrasts Torah with other things. Rav Acha says that what it means is you should speak them, meaning to say you should make them into a central, a kva, which means fixed, and that it happens all the time, and not aray, whenever you have time here and there, you'll learn some Torah and so on, that the Torah should be done in a kva. In other words, that Rav Acha only makes a contrast within the learning of Torah. That when does the Torah tell you that you should speak it kva and not do it occasionally. But he doesn't say like the other person in the Braisa that says, but you shouldn't speak other things. Does it mean that Rav Acha says you're allowed to speak Dvarim B'Teilim over Torah? Of course it doesn't mean that. So what does it mean? Rav Acha is saying that there is sometimes a situation that you're speaking other things. Other things to him means the Sicha, the stories of the Torah, which don't have any halachas to teach. Even though they don't have halachas to teach, but there is place for that. And as we see that Yafes Sichasim Shel Avdei Aves Yosim Etirasim Shel Banim, that the Sicha, the stories, are even more dear than the Torah itself. But as a constant thing, what should a Yid be fully preoccupied in is not so much the stories as learning the halacha, because that's something that you need to know and you need to remember, and the only way to do that is if you learn it constantly.